Welcome back to ESPN West Palm today. As always, I'm your host, Mike Rizzo. Joining me now is a very special guest, Dr. Gavin Hart, who is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee replacement at HSS Florida. He operates out of the West Palm Beach location of New York's top-rated hospital for special surgery. He also sees patients at a second HSS location in Wellington, and he will start seeing patients at the HSS Jupiter location in October. So I'll tell you what, Dr. Hart all over the place here in Palm Beach County. He has special expertise in treating hip and knee arthritis with both non-surgical treatments and with joint replacement surgery when needed. He specializes in advanced minimally invasive techniques and robotic-assisted joint replacement. After that grand opening, Dr. Hart, it's time to bring you in. How you doing today, partner? Appreciate you joining us here on ESPN West Palm today.
I'm good, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, first off, Doc, I understand a lot has changed in joint replacement surgery in terms of technique and technology over the last 5 or 10 years. What would you say are the most noteworthy advances in hip and knee replacement?
Yeah, I'd probably say that, you know, anterior hip replacement, which is muscle sparing surgery, and robotic knee replacement are probably the biggest advances in the last 10 years or so. You know, these sort of newer procedures really allow us to perform these surgeries with less pain, and patients have faster recoveries than ever before.
Now, I understand the use that, you know, robots have advanced in accuracy, or rather enhances accuracy. And once again, Dr. Gavin Hart, a surgeon specializing in hip and knee replacement at HSS Florida, is our guest. Like, the robots have enhanced accuracy, and I feel like, Doc, sometimes, like, I hear about these advances in, you know, the medical verse, and it just blows my mind. How does that work, and how could a patient benefit from the use of robotic enhancements in the accuracy and such?
Sure. You know, so, I mean, robots have been probably some of the biggest news in the orthopedic, especially the joint placement world, in the past couple years. You know, and a robot, just like any of the tools we use, is a tool. So, you know, you need to have the right plan and the right person in place to execute the plan, but they really help us get to where we want to go faster. So, you know, if for me personally, I'm looking to create a personalized knee replacement for every individual. So no two knee replacements are exactly the same. So the robot really lets us hit that target, yeah, I think, more accurately and more efficiently than ever before.
And Doc, a lot of this stuff is recovery related, right? Like, when I think of surgery, you know, at least back when I grew up, late 90s, early 2000s, you know, you're going to be bedridden. I understand that's not necessarily the normal anymore. And I feel like that's changed over the last couple of years, even with pain control and stuff like that. Am I right on this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we're so much better at, you know, managing post-op pain and pain control than even just, you know, 5 years ago. There's new medications out there, better pain protocols, minimally invasive techniques that we can use now that, you know, really allow us to keep patients much more comfortable after surgery.
And then, Doctor, I also understand the approach to hip replacement, the anterior, rather, approach to hip replacement is becoming more common. First off, pardon, what is the anterior approach, and how does it differ from maybe a traditional hip replacement?
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, this has really been, anterior hip replacement has really been sort of one of the game changers in orthopedics over, you know, the past 5 or 10 years. And so the anterior part just describes how we get to the hip joint anteriors from the front, where traditional hip replacement would be a posterior, which is from the back, or a lateral, which is from the side. But the biggest advantage in going from the front is we can go in between the muscles. We don't have to cut any of the hip muscles. So that means, as you would imagine, less postoperative pain. It's also a faster recovery because you're not having to rehab those muscles. So it's really been a pretty big game changer.
Now, Dr. Hart, you mentioned the incision. Is this anything to do with the bikini incision here? And could you maybe tell us about that procedure?
Yeah, so there are different incisions we can do. So the approach to the hip, when we go in between the muscles, it would still be an anterior approach if we're doing a bikini incision. But some patients are looking for a little bit more cosmetic approach, maybe a slightly less noticeable incision. And so The bikini incision is just a different way of doing anterior hip, where we put the incision in the line of, say, you know, a bikini or you know, the underwear line. And so positioning it that way just makes it just a little bit less noticeable. And so, you know, a lot of our patients here in South Florida, even the joint replacement patients, are wearing, you know, swimsuits regularly, and they want a little bit more cosmetic results. And so doing that bikini incision really helps patients have a much less noticeable incision.
Dr. Gavin Hart, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee replacement at HSS Florida, is our guest. And folks, you could go to hss.edu to find Dr. Hart and also to find locations, hss.edu/locations. You put that in there, folks. You could find the location near you. I mentioned he is all across Palm Beach County, going to be doing things in Wellington, Jupiter, West Palm. So go to hss.edu for more information. Now, Doc, there are a couple of things here about the same day, like having surgery and then going home that same day. Who would qualify for that? And maybe if people that are listening and are having problems, you know, what does that look like as far as someone who could have surgery that day and then go home?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, what we're finding is that, you know, more and more patients, you know, are actually candidates to have an outpatient hip or knee replacement. And the reason why is for the same reasons we've been talking about. These things, these surgeries are less invasive. We're better at pain relief. And so patients can really go home to the comfort of their own home and recover there. They still get physical therapy at home, and they have all their medications before, you know, the surgery. So as long as you have some help, so most people need, you know, a significant other or just someone, a family member, friend to help them out at home. Typically, these people who do outpatient joints are relatively mobile. You know, they can actually still kind of get around. And you also have to be, you know, relatively healthy. So anyone with any sort of major heart or lung issues might not be a great candidate for an outpatient joint. But you know, as we get better as surgeons, you know, patients, what I find that patients, you know, a lot of times end up love going home because, again, you get to sleep in your own bed, eat your own food, and it's just a little more comfortable.
Now, final doctor question here, Dr. Hart. And once again, we appreciate you giving us all the time here on ESPN West Palm today. Is there an age limit? Like, can somebody be too young, maybe too old for joint replacement surgery?
Yeah, so, you know, the short answer to that is no. There's no age limit that you have to have a surgery by, you know, but obviously there's a lot of factors that go into, you know, whether someone should have surgery or not. And, you know, for myself, I mean, surgery is always, you know, our last resort. We're really always looking for any sort of non-operative options. So a lot of my day-to-day appointments are, you know, helping patients find sort of non-operative options to keep them comfortable. But, you know, again, we're so much better and doing surgery these days, and it's so much less invasive. It's such a smaller, you know, event for the body that we're really able to take care of even older patients and get them through safely and get them back doing the things they love to do.
Once again, folks, Dr. Hart, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee replacement at HSS Florida. You could get more information at hss.edu/Florida. That is hss.edu/Florida. Now, Dr. Hart is a huge Atlanta Braves Falcons fan. He also roots for the Georgia Bulldogs. And for everyone that listens to this program, everyone knows I'm a massive college football nut. But Dr. Hart, if I can, let's start with the Braves. Now, are you old enough to remember those 90s teams that were able to go to World Series and win the 95 World Series? Where did the Braves fandom start for you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was, you know, I was young, but we went, you know, had those games, had the Tomahawks, that, you know, that whole pitching, the, you know, that bullpen that we had, all the big names that came through. I mean, it was an exciting time to be an Atlanta fan.
No, certainly, you know, obviously them winning a World Series about, you know, what is it now, 4 years ago, re-signing Ronald Acuna to a nice contract. You know, one thing I always say about the Braves, they know how to do business. They sign their young players to team-friendly contracts. And, you know, I think specifically this year, I think starting pitching might be lacking, but thankfully Chris Sale is still an elite pitcher, even at his age. But right now, Dr. Hart, who would you say is your favorite player on this current version of the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting team again. It's nice, you know, they're enjoying some success in the last couple of years. I mean, you know, Ronald Acuña Jr. Jr. is pretty exciting guy to watch.
Yeah, listen, home runs, stolen bases. I got him on my fantasy team this year. You know, the injury stunk this year, but he's come back and he has certainly turned a huge corner now. And then the Atlanta Falcons side of things, you're going to have to help me, partner. 94 was when I was born. I think what? The Falcons went to the Super Bowl early 2000s, late 90s. I met your mercy there. And then obviously, we don't have to talk about 2016 if you don't want to. But I mean, just there have been some opportunities there for the Falcons to win a Super Bowl. Where did the fandom for the Falcons start? Was it the early 90s when they were able to go on a couple of those runs?
Yeah, you know, it was exciting at the Dirty Bird going and all that kind of stuff. So that was you know, fun to watch in high school. And it's been, you know, up and down, a little roller coaster ride. But that's, you know, like a lot of cities in the U.S., being an Atlanta fan is a little bit of a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, and then listen, I have an auntie Denise. I call her Auntie D-Dog. She is the biggest Georgia football fan I think that you will ever meet. Goes to every single home game, the Hedges, the whole nine yards. Obviously the Dogs winning back-to-back titles about 3-4 years ago as well. You know, Atlanta sports really had a lot of success, you know, 2020, 2021, 2022, Braves, the Bulldogs. But partner, do you have a Bulldog memory that you like, maybe going to games when you were younger? Is there a Georgia Bulldog memory you could share with us here?
I don't know if about a specific memory, but it has been nice to be an Atlanta fan over the last couple years after, you know, a good kind of 10, 15 years of some tough seasons.
Now, Dr. Hart, listen, partner, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate you giving us all the time. Once again, folks, if you're having any issues when it comes to hip and knee replacement, hss.edu/Florida. That is hss.edu/Florida. Dr. Gavin Hart is going to have your back. And even if you're dealing with maybe some other ailments, some other things, these are the guys you could trust at hss.edu/Florida. Dr. Hart, thanks for all the time, partner, and look forward to having you on the show again.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Dr. Hart from HSS. We're coming right back here on ESPN West Palm today.